We all have strings that attach us to people, whether loved or hated, to jobs, lifestyles, beliefs. What happens within us as those strings tighten and loosen? Those are the questions West Bloomfield's Diane DeSillis explores in her first book of poetry, Strings Attached. It's been named a Michigan Notable Book for 2015. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. I'm very happy to be here.
A real good example of loosening one string and tightening another. You ran a gallery for more than 30 years, and then you closed it. What was that like, loosening that string and removing an identity that you had worn for a lot of decades?
Seriously, I was concerned about not being that person anymore. That was my identity, a gallery owner. But I found out as the process went along that I still brought everything with me that I had at the gallery, my love of art, and it influenced my poetry. Honestly, I'm feeling so relaxed and happy about this transition that was kind of nerve-wracking for a little while.
And closing the gallery then gave you the room in your life to become a poet. And I'm wondering, had you been writing poetry, or was it more you had the desire to do it but not the time or the energy?
No, I have been writing poetry for the past 20 years. I've taken a lot of workshops at Cranbrook, and I continued workshops. So I had been writing poetry. I had been sending poetry out. But this gave me the time to sit down and focus and work on putting a manuscript together.
What themes and questions most interest you?
Well, throughout this book, and I didn't discover this till I put all the poetry together, I didn't have the title till after I put the poetry together, and in fact, till I had already chosen the artwork for the cover. It gave me the title. But attachment and separation are big themes for me. My father left when I was young, and I was very close to him, and then he was just gone. And later, my aunt left. She went to Lebanon, and I thought she was coming back, and she didn't. So this whole idea of attachment and separation is a big theme, loss.
As you're exploring these and you're writing your poems, do they come easily? I'm wondering what it takes to kind of grow and groom your poems before you feel, yep, that's it, it's ready.
They do come easily initially, but they're not ready for a long time. I get them down on the page. Just the process of writing a poem is a process of discovery. To me, I think the pen sort of asks the question and the paper answers it. And I really like that process. So sometimes it'll be a dream I have. I'll overhear a conversation. I'll see a look on somebody's face, and it just speaks to me. And I'll write it down and take it from there.
Well, if you could, I'd like if you would read us the poem that you call Strings Attached, which turned out to be
the title
of the collection.
Yes. Mother was an Edward Hopper painting. A woman drawn to a wedge of sunlight, an oil drum rolling down a quiet street at night. At 13, she sailed from New York to Lebanon, wouldn't take her eyes off the Statue of Liberty. She was the house by the railroad, an airmail envelope arriving, departing, the new girl who refused to sing the Lebanese anthem. Her marriage arranged at 15, she rode off on a white horse with a good Druze man. He couldn't take his eyes off her. She walked barefoot on hot gravel from Beirut to Bekifa to persuade my father to move to New York, and they did. Mother was beautiful as Sophia Loren, a perfume scarf grazing as she floated by, the red curtain rising in a movie theater. Divorced at 23, Woman's Day called her a pint-sized gal in a man-sized job. She wore chemise dresses and high heels, drove company cars, won trips to Europe. I called her Miro's ladder receding into the night sky, the moon and the bird who couldn't hear the dog barking down below. Mom was fluent in Arabic but never spoke it, changed her name from Fadwa to Frida, baked shepherd pies and Johnny cakes, cooked fasulia for company. She believed in freedom. Let us choose our own religion. We worshipped her. My mother loved Tchaikovsky concertos, Rubaiyat poetry, and poker till dawn. She was modern art, a light in the window, never the apron or even the strings.
That's West Bloomfield poet Diane DeSillis reading from her new collection, Strings Attached, which is a Michigan Notable Book for 2015. With that, you have to tell us more about your mother and your family and your Lebanese heritage, because all are very, very present in your poems. And your mother, what a character.
Yes. My mother was divorced. She was only 23. She was married at 15. And she had two jobs. She worked very hard to support my brother and myself. And I admired and idolized her. She was different than the other mothers. She was dressed up, going to work.
What did she do?
She was a customer relations manager at a Ford dealership, and she was the first woman ever chosen in a managerial position. And it was a big deal at the time. It was during the 60s, and she worked long hours, and I missed her the same way I missed my father. In essence, and that too is a kind of loss. Later in life, all the things that she did inspired me. But back when I was a kid, it was all about the missing. So,
and your Lebanese heritage?
My Lebanese heritage, my father, Lebanese. He spoke 9 languages fluently. He was very cosmopolitan. He was an independent management consultant. So even when he lived with us, he was in Venezuela for quite a long time, Belgium. He lived all over the world. My mother was born in upstate New York, and Lebanese heritage as well. But she really, America was her home, is her home, and she identified more with that. My grandmother, who took care of us, was Lebanese, spoke Lebanese, and so we learned to speak Arabic fluently from her.
And you have some very, very powerful poems in your book about her, too. Diane, what do you think is the role of a poet? When we think of Michigan in 2015, what do you see your role as?
I think poetry has opened up, and I think young people are bringing poetry to a whole new level. When you think of rap and hip-hop, yes, the music might not appeal to everyone, but that is poetry, and that is talking about our times. And I think that is sending a message. I think poetry is more accessible now than it has been.
Yeah, and you think of poetry slams, and anyone can get up there and give it a try.
Yes, and the Detroit community is just great. There are so many great poets in our community, young and old. So it's a great resource.
And with that in mind, would you read us the poem you call The Meaning of Life?
The Meaning of Life. In the Clorox commercial, there's a stream of washing machines, one after another, morphing from practical white to candy apple red. Folks doing laundry in a continuum from 1913, long before I was here, back when Clorox came in amber bottles, before the white plastic jug, before trash became ecological and green. Aproned mothers later, men and women less defined, all part of this strange but comforting continuity. And the washing machines, from ringers to dials to touch pads, but all with the same purpose, to get the dirt out. It makes me feel a part of the great pajama drawstring, a long thread that I've held and after I'm gone will have been a part of. It comforts me to know that Clorox bleaches out stains, even the ones left behind.
Diane DeSillis, that is lovely, the idea of the connection of all of us up and down the ages. I really like that one, and I'm glad you chose to read it for us. Diane DeSillis will be at the Arab American National Museum in Dearborn tomorrow night, moderating the Khalil Gibran film event, and she'll read from her book, Strings Attached. You can learn more about upcoming events and readings at DianeDeSillis.com, and that's DeCillis. Diane, pleasure to meet you and to read your book, Strings Attached. Thank you so much.
Thank you.